Welcome to the Willie Jackerson Experiment. I'm your host, the one, the only, Willie Jackerson. Okay, so I have a really awesome show for you guys today. Happy Cinco de Mayo, old Cinco de Drinko today. And so hope you all are out having a good time today. I have a really awesome episode. I was kind of in passing talking to some people and they're like, hey, have you ever done a podcast about Nostradamus? And I was like, yeah, you know, I was just hearing something that he actually predicted the COVID virus. And so that's pretty interesting. So I'm going to kind of look into that, see if that's possibly true. And see if there's maybe some other stuff that he predicted or maybe is coming soon. So I hope you all enjoy it. And of course, I'm going to find some metal to make America metal again. And so I really appreciate all the love, all the followers I've gotten in the last, since the first of the year. It's meant a lot that everyone's out there listening. I've been trying to improve on my sounds and trying to do some work in the studio and trying to get some better backing tracks. So I really appreciate it, and I'm working. If you have any ideas, you can feel free to hit me up on the Willie Jackerson podcast page on Facebook. I have a message board on there. You could always message me there. And like I say, I really appreciate all the requests that I've gotten over the years. Like I said, I just hit my 3-year anniversary on 420. So that's pretty awesome, and like I say, I want to just try to keep rolling good content, so I hope you enjoy this episode, and remember, make every day an easy day. Peace.
Hello, me. Meet the real me.
And my misfits
way of life.
A dark black past is my most valued
possession.
Hindsight is always 20/20.
But looking back,
it's still a bit fuzzy.
Speak of mutually
assured
destruction.
Nice story.
Tell it. Reader's Digest.
Fielding paranoid.
True enemy.
Or false friend.
Anxiety is attacking me.
And my hair
is
getting thin.
I'm in trouble
for the things
I haven't got to yet.
I'm jumping at the bit.
And my palms
are getting wet.
Sweating.
Hello.
Me. It's me again.
You can subdue,
but never
tame me.
That gives me
a
migraine,
a headache,
oh,
sinking
down
to your
level.
Yeah,
just keep on
thinking
it's my fault
and stay an inch
or two
kicking
distance.
Mankind
has got to know
his limitations.
Feeling
claustrophobic,
like the walls
are
closing
in.
Blood stains
on my hands,
and
I don't know where I've been.
I'm in trouble
for the things
I haven't got to yet.
I'm sharpening the facts,
and
my palms
are
getting wet,
sweating.
So we have the greatest phrase of all time, make America metal again, and in all due respect, I'll never end. I'm a little superstitious. I'll never end it. Together, we will make America
metal
again.
On the 1st of January, a 7.5 magnitude earthquake hit Ishikawa in Japan, and weirdly enough, Nostradamus predicted this exact event over 400 years ago. The predictions of Nostradamus are coming true, and there is a lot of new evidence to support it. But there is something shocking that's about to happen this year. So you might want to stick around right until the end of this video to find out exactly what is about to happen to the planet. On January 1st, 55 people died in the 7.5 magnitude earthquake that hit Japan. Many people around the world are relating this disaster to a prophecy of Nostradamus. This French astrologer has predicted the earthquake long before, and people are shocked to see that it happened just like he said. And before you dismiss this as just another prediction, let's take a look at the evidence. In his most famous book, Les Prophéties, published in 1555, he says, "In 2024, there will be a cataclysmic earthquake off the coast of Japan, prompting a tsunami that will devastate homes and kill hundreds of people." Now, that's quite the prediction, but it is alarmingly accurate, and we can't help but take notice. There is a list of world-changing events predicted by him. It includes the death of Queen Elizabeth II and the rise of power of Hitler. Both these events, as you know, happened. And it's quite alarming to know that more such events are waiting to happen this year. So let's go a little deeper. Let's find out who Nostradamus is and what 2024 has in store for us. This French astrologer lived between the years 1503 and 1566. His full name was Michel de Nostradam, but he was popularly known as Nostradamus. His book, Les Prophéties, was published in 1555. It was a book full of predictions. There were 942 poetic quatrains. It predicted future events. He was very much concerned whether his astrological prediction would be attacked by the church. The prophecies were not written in one language. It was a mix of Greek, Italian, Provençal, and Latin. The words were mixed in these languages and it was used to form a sentence. Only those who knew these languages would be able to read and understand the real meaning of the predictions, and it's not easy. Various world events were predicted by him, and many people strongly believe that he can predict the future through these prophecies. It's very important to understand the real meaning of it. Death of notable people was predicted by him, and many references to both natural and man-made disasters are in his prophecies. Let's take a look at the list of his predictions that came true so far. And that's where it gets shocking. The Great Fire of London was one of his predictions. The blood of the just will be lacking in London, burnt up in the fire of 66. The ancient lady will topple from her high place. Many of the same sect will be killed. The Great Fire of London took place on 2nd September 1966. It started as a very small fire. Later on, the entire city was engulfed in the fire, which ignited in Thomas Farriner's bakery located on Pudding Lane. But that's not even the craziest prediction. Another such prediction was Hitler's terrain in Europe. From the depths of the west of Europe, a young child will be born of poor people. He who by his tongue will seduce a great troop, his fame will increase towards the realm of the east. Beasts ferocious with hunger will cross the rivers. The greater part of the battlefield will be against Hister. Into a cage of iron will the Great One be drawn, when the child of Germany observes nothing. Hitler used his oratory skills to lead the Nazi party. The name Hister is not a typo. Instead, it has a special meaning. It means Danube River, where the real Hitler was born. Can you see the similarity? Do you believe that what we experience in the past and what awaits us in the future is already predicted by Nostradamus? And just when you thought it couldn't get any more terrifying, Nostradamus then predicted what happened in Hiroshima and Nagasaki. The heavenly dart will stretch its course, death in the speaking, a great achievement. The proud nation brought low by the stone in the tree, rumors of a monstrous human, bring purge, then expiration. The United States dropped two atomic bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. It was the end of World War II, but no one expected such a disastrous move, and that too to this extent. People suffered painful radiation, and the effect is still not fully washed out from there. But let's take a pause for a moment, because we're about to get into what's going to happen this year. So you might want to sit back and pay close attention now. As we look into the future, we can see that this year is not like any other year. Many predictions of Nostradamus will come true this year, and we have to be prepared for it. Here's the first one. The dry earth will grow more parched, and there will be great floods when it is seen. 2024 will be a year filled with calamities. We wouldn't have time to recover from these calamities. One after another, they will keep coming back to back. Earthquakes and volcanic eruptions would leave us with no access to water. Dehydration would hit us, and this would cause societal changes. Famine and drought will be the byproduct of these disasters. people will struggle to have food and water. This is where it gets even more shocking than that. No abbots, monks, no novices to learn. Honey shall cost far more than candle wax. So high the price of wheat that man is stirred, his fellow man to eat in his despair. There will be a significant decline in the finance of the prosperous countries. Social unrest will tear apart the country. People will resort to farming and migrate to other regions with more water. It's better to be prepared than to cry at that time. Conflicts will arise between states as they fight over water. And that is not even the end of it. This is where it gets interesting. Another prediction of his was the deteriorating health of Putin. This year, the health of Vladimir Putin will be under threat. This Russian leader will suffer health issues, and it will be a turbulent year for him. The prediction also mentions a diabolical successor born under the same Chinese zodiac sign. Someone close to Putin would exploit this situation. He will try to seize power from the hands of Putin. Both nationally and internationally, it will be affected. The person who will do such an act will be a close confidant of Putin. The change in leadership will lead to a destabilizing environment. But here's where things start to take a turn. The cryptic vision of Nostradamus for 2024 is the change in world economy. He says, as wealth and power begin to sway, doubt in leaders' currencies astray. In search of answers, a changing trend, new horizons beckon around the bend. But which nation will reshape the global landscape in 2024? Nostradamus predicts that India will be the country that will play a crucial role in reshaping global geopolitical and financial landscape. The world stage will go through significant changes, and it will impact our future. The year 2024 is also referred to as Dragon Year 2024. This year will be prosperous in courage, trust, and wealth. There will be a decentralized digital realm. New opportunities await there. But that's not all. Things are about to get really interesting now. The most interesting prediction of Nostradamus is the existence of extraterrestrial civilization. Our planet's trajectory is closely monitored by these creatures, and we will make contact with them. A fragile peace will be established by the end of 2024. Do you think the extraterrestrial creatures would help us? Nostradamus predicted that a global telepathic connection would be established. Human beings will be able to connect better through their minds. They do not have to verbally communicate their needs and emotions. They'll be able to work together easily. There will be less fights and more care. People will come together to unite and love each other. Now let's step back for a minute to look at two more important quotes. Nostradamus predicted that there will be a naval year in 2024. He says, red adversaries will become pale with fear, putting the great ocean in dread. Many people think this verse is referring to an attack on Taiwan by China. The flag of China is red. He also predicted that the King of Isles would not remain in power for too long. He then goes on to say, a new king shall be anointed who, for a long time, will appease the earth. The King of the Isles could be King Charles III. He will face personal attacks due to his relationship with Camilla. People still remember Princess Diana, and they think it was Camilla who took Charles from her. It was Nostradamus who predicted the death of the Queen of England way before. The current religious head of the Catholics is Pope Francis. He might be replaced, someone else will take his place. But this is where things get really shocking. Nostradamus then says, through the death of a very old pontiff, a Roman of good age will be elected. Of him it will be said that he weakens his see, but long will he sit in biting activity. A younger pope would take the position, and there could be a potential reduction in power. We might enter into a period of decline of the Catholic Church's power. Doesn't this remind you of another prophecy? Saint Malachi's prophecy of the last pope, perhaps? Nostradamus was an expert in astronomy and medicine. He spoke several languages, such as Latin and Greek, fluently. He was very fond of astrology, and he studied in depth about the subject. The successful physician made all these predictions. Many people strongly believe that all this would come true. Only time will tell the truth, though. It's high time that we should start preparing. He faced criticism due to all the predictions he made, but that didn't stop him. He believed in himself and went forward with what he thought was right. It was in 1566 that he bid goodbye to this world. A legacy of cryptic verses is before us to look into and decode the mystery of life. Nostradamus left us with all the clues to the future. There are many challenges one might face when trying to interpret the writing of Nostradamus. People like Nostradamus will be born one in a million. They receive the power of reduction and can see the future. A majority of people believe in him, while there exists a group of people who refuse to believe neither the predictions nor him. They think that the verses contain nothing but something from his imagination. The question before you is whether you truly believe in these predictions. Do you think there is a chance for all this to happen this year? It's uncertain, and only time will tell the truth. What we could do is find the events that took place in the earlier times and the similarity of those events to his predictions. This will make people understand that what Nostradamus predicted came true to the date. But there's two more predictions that we cannot decipher, and we think they have great importance, so let's take a look. The young lion will overcome the older one. On the field of combat, in a single battle, he will pierce his eyes through a golden cage. Two wounds made one, then he died a cruel death. From the enslaved populace, songs, chants and demands, while princes and lords are held captive in prisons, these will, in the future, by headless idiots, be received as divine prayers.
we will first give you the translation of the prophecy, and then give you the possible meaning. 9/11. Earth-shaking fire from the center of the earth will cause tremors around the new city. Two great rocks will war for a long time. Then Arethusa will redden a new river. This is one we can all relate to, as many of the predictions happened a long time ago. Center of the Earth doesn't make much sense, unless you think 9/11 was an inside job in that the explosions came from within the building. It might also mean that the USA is arguably the most powerful nation, the center of the Earth. The new city, New York, experiencing tremors makes sense, as does two great rocks, the Twin Towers. But they don't war for a long time, so was he talking about Islamic terrorism and the USA? Arethusa was a Greek nymph, and we can't relate that to the disaster, but Redden a New River could be a river of blood. In another quatrain, he supposedly wrote, "Two steel birds will fall from the sky on the metropolis. The sky will burn at 45 degrees latitude." We don't need to explain steel birds, and New York lies at 40 degrees north, although there is evidence to suggest that the first part was made up, and the quatrain actually went like this. The sky will burn at 45 degrees latitude. Fire approaches the great new city. All those quatrains you might find talking about the ninth month are also fake. So really, the main things we can take are two rocks, 40 degrees, and the new city, as well as fire and blood. But Nostradamus wasn't exactly sparing with his fire and blood prophecies. The rise of Hitler. From the depths of the west of Europe, a young child will be born of poor people. He who by his tongue will seduce a great troop, his fame will increase toward the realm of the east. Two lines from another quatrain read, "Beasts ferocious with hunger will cross the rivers. The greater part of the battlefield will be against Hitler." By West Europe, we can say Germany. Hitler wasn't born poor, but experienced poverty in his early life and was homeless for a while. His populist policies were also meant to support the downtrodden. He was a great orator who got most of the country behind him and certainly seduced a great troop. His fame, or infamy, did increase. In the other lines, the beasts that crossed the river could be Germany invading countries, and of course, Hitler could be Hitler, although it's thought Nostradamus was using it as a name for the Danube River. The French Revolution. From the enslaved populace, songs, chants, and demands, while princes and lords are held captive in prisons, these will in the future by headless idiots be received as divine prayers. We might look at the enslaved populace as what was known as the Third Estate, the common people of France who, for the most part, had been subjected to poverty and iniquities. They banded together with chants and demands and stormed the Bastille. Indeed, many of the noble people were imprisoned by the tides of the mob. As for headless, we give you the guillotine. Hiroshima and Nagasaki bombing. Near the gates and within two cities, there will be scourges the like of which was never seen. Famine within plague, people put out by steel, crying to the great immortal God for relief. The two cities makes sense, and a scourge never seen was the dropping of the first atomic bomb on a populace. Famine and plague could be radiation poisoning, and those sufferers left crying for relief. The Great Fire of London. The blood of the just will commit a fault at London. Burnt through lightning of 23's the six, the ancient lady will fall from her high place. Several of the same sect will be killed. The fault was possibly a fire that started at a bakery owned by a man called Thomas Farriner. That was in London, and the Great Fire happened in 1666. 3 times 20 equals 60, and plus the 6, you have 66. London could be the ancient lady, and indeed, London was at the time in a very high place. The city didn't fall, but the destruction was vast. The BBC reports that the city had to be virtually rebuilt. As for the same sect, was he talking about religious people or the mostly poor that died? The moon landings. He will come to travel to the corner of Luna, where he will be captured and put in a strange land, the unripe fruits to be subject of great scandal, great blame, to one great praise. He, the astronauts, will travel to Luna, Latin for moon or goddess of the moon. Captured could mean put on TV, and of course, space was a strange land. The unripe fruits, some people think, could be the beginnings of space travel, and the cost, accidents, even moon landing deniers could all be scandal. Depending on where you stand on the space race, you might blame it or praise it. JFK and RFK being assassinated. The great man will be struck down in the day by a thunderbolt, an evil deed foretold by the bearer of a petition. According to the prediction, another falls at nighttime. Conflict at Reims, London, and a pestilence in Tuscany. The great man in JFK is struck down, not by thunderbolt, but by gunshot. This deed was indeed forecasted, as he had received many death threats, petitions. Another falls, could be RFK, who at nighttime, he was killed at 12:15 a.m., was assassinated. As for the last part, it's a long shot, but these murders reverberated around the world. Napoleon. Pau, ne, Loran will be more of fire than of the blood. To swim in praise, the great one to flee to the confluence, he will refuse entry to the piouses. The depraved ones and the Durants will keep them imprisoned. Nostradamus doesn't mention France explicitly, but Pau, ne, Loran are three towns in the southern part of the country. Rearrange these words and you get Napoleon Roy. In French, Roy, spelled R-O-I, means king, so you've Napoleon the King. He certainly swam in praise, and perhaps by confluence it could mean how he battled throughout Europe. Some people think the mention of Pius relates to Pope Pius VI and Pius VII, who were both imprisoned by Napoleon, as it is said in the last line. Louis Pasteur. The lost thing is discovered, hidden for many centuries. Pasteur will be celebrated almost as a godlike figure. This is when the moon completes her great cycle. But by other rumors, he shall be dishonored. Pasteur was a great French biologist, microbiologist, and chemist, and if you don't already know, it was he who created the pasteurization process, hence the name. He is also responsible for creating vaccines. He was, in fact, quite the demigod due to how many lives he has saved. He's one of the most important people in history. It seems he did mention Pasteur by name, as the French reads Sera Pasteur demi du honoré. The thing discovered may be the way to destroy bacteria by heating beverages and allowing them to cool, among other discoveries he made. But then it says after a while he will be dishonored, which Pasteur was many years later in 1995. That was when Gerald Lynn Gyson published his biography of Pasteur, The Private Science of Louis Pasteur, that leaves him in a less heroic light. Even a reviewer said the book asks us to question our heroes, and so perhaps Pasteur did indeed become less godlike. Then again, that's what happens to most of our mythical heroes when they are deconstructed. We might add that there are a lot of dubious translations floating around the internet, and some outright lies, and even the supposed valid facts are highly controversial. Scholars refute many of the claims and tell us many people are not able to understand the French that Nostradamus used. The debunked prophecies we have obviously left out. Thanks for watching, and tell us what you think about these prophecies in the comments. And as always, please remember to like, share, and subscribe.